Victory 91.5. That's Jesus Culture featuring Kim Walker-Smith with Infinite. This is Keith with Ray Haynes talking about Rosh Hashanah, that we're celebrating the Jewish New Year tomorrow. You're going to be at the church at War Hill tonight at 7.
Correct. Going to teach on this because it actually begins tonight. Jewish holidays begin in the evenings and continue to the next day. So we'll actually be teaching it as it comes into being.
That's really awesome. And you can also, if you miss any of the other breaks or are all the other clips, they are right now at the Victory Facebook page. Click on the link. You can listen through it. We are on number 12, part number 12.
We are indeed. You can't listen live tonight because it's Dawsonville. That's wind streaming. It's great if you want to listen to the wind or a stream.
Our stream.
Internet, not so much. It's scary, very scary.
But they can go there and be live.
Yes, you have to be live for that one.
Yeah.
All right. So the concept here is everything out of nothing. All right. So we've been talking about being fruitful and multiplying and giving, talking about planting corn, the danger of just having a tithe mentality of giving the very least and then say, well, okay, God, now you owe me something. But what you're really looking for is to be fruitful, multiply, or to increase. So after sin is introduced in the garden, the ground was cursed, so their ability to get an increase was changed. It was pretty significant. But listen to this in Luke 6. Give, and it'll be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. That's a return to the garden right there. Something happened. Again, it's a pretty big shift. Its shift is Jesus, of course. The ground and the whole earth is cursed except when you give. It's given back to you with increase. It's an amazing turn of, for all of these years, God said, well, all right, well, we'll shift this one little issue right here all around you giving, because it puts you back into the place that God had to step into when sin came. So not only are we restored to the blessing from before sin, but we're restored in our power to create. And that's really important. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was formless and empty. Now, stay with me and think about this for just a moment, all right? Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible, all right? In other words, everything came from nothing. That's huge. Hard to wrap your brain around, but it's really, really huge. So I want you to think, were you good in math in school and all? Somewhat?
Somewhat, okay. Yes.
So what can you get from zero? If you have zero, can you give me 4 or 5 or 6?
I'm going to say no.
Go with no to that one. That's right. You can only get zero because there's nothing there. If you have 3 oranges, you give me 1, you give me 2, you give 3 of those oranges away. But if you have zero, you can't give any away because you have zero, and you can't get anything from nothing. From nothing, you can only get nothing. That's actually one of the proofs that God exists. Because if God didn't exist and there was only ever nothing, there would only still be nothing. That's the main evidence that there is a God who can create. It's the fact that anything exists. It proves that God exists. So unless there is a God with the power to create, from nothing, you have nothing. But with God, with the power to create, what can you get from nothing? You can get everything. It's what our faith is hinged on. It's a huge principle. You do have to wrap your brain around it. But again, it's a proof that God exists, and it's a proof that our faith exists too. Romans 8:19 says this, for the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. Creation is waiting to be commanded by us. So in reality now, I want you to think in faith. So what can you give if you have nothing? You see, as I began to learn this years ago, I began to pray, God, I give you my nothing. I have a need. I give you my nothing. Because he can do anything with nothing. He can do everything with nothing. And that's one of the great blessings of running a nonprofit ministry is, you know, there's testimony after testimony of just saying, God, we have till Monday, we need this amount of money. And God goes, boof. And in there, I pray, God, I give you my nothing. This is what I have. This is what I need. So when God said, let there be light, there was nothing, and then there was light. from nothing came light. And everything that was created came from nothing. And the principle here is even nothing must obey and bow its knee. Mm. And that's a huge principle as we step into this new year, 5778. It is a year all about change. It's the miraculous. It's stepping into the supernatural and stepping into faith. So, so much to talk about there. We have just, I think, two or three more breaks. And I think two more breaks. And we'll break it all down for you.
Ray Haynes teaching about Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Don't forget, tonight he's going to be at church at War Hill at 7 teaching as well. But you can click on the link at the Victory Facebook page and be able to listen back if you've missed any of this. Victory 91.5. Here's the-